It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Good afternoon, Lakeshore listeners. Yeah. We're here on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. It's time for Let's Eat. We got Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick, here in the studio in Merrillville. Mm-hmm. We're at the Big Blowtorch. And we got a guest here from Albany's. I mean, not Albany's, from, I got too many A's, from Aberdeen's. Anderson.
Anderson Winery.
Anderson, I got to get my notes here. Anderson, that whole promo went too fast.
I know. It's one of those days.
Yeah, I know. Well, there's just too many A's going here.
You got a lot of
here.
A's. Next time you book like A, B, C, D, E.
I know. Okay. We got Denna and we got Chef Patty here from Anderson Winery and Vineyards out of Valparaiso, right on the border of everything.
So anybody that's like a chef is my friend.
Yeah. And they brought in some goodies for us. We've been trying them.
Uh-huh.
And got
That's
anything
awesome.
Up? So how's your Friday going, Sharon?
It's good.
Mine didn't start off real good. I said the wrong names and everything.
Well,
I
they're very kind people. They are forgiving. They understand.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what it's all about in radio. Good. It's Friday. That's nice.
And it's getting a little bit sunnier out there.
Yeah. You know, enjoy that nicer temperature while it lasts. I'll tell you. Dunes, they always have cool stuff going on at Christmas time, and people who are into birds and Christmas are going to be really happy because there's all kinds of bird counts going on. Tens of thousands of volunteers throughout the country take part in this every year. It's a Christmas bird count at the Dunes where they have birders and scientists and bird guides and all kinds of stuff. They come with binoculars. It's an annual thing. Indiana Dunes Park, they're facilitating a count on Friday, December 27th. December 27th. That is in the INDW Birding Circle, located in the northeast part of Lake and the northwest part of Porter County. So I actually know one person in my life who really is into this. They're into birds.
And who's that?
My friend Janet Pellegrini. She also works.
She got pictures everywhere.
She works for the Environmental Protection Agency, but she's like, that's like her thing. She's really into birds.
Does she have birds in her house too?
No, she's got some cats, but she goes birding.
She got cats. That's kind of against the bird code, isn't it?
Right, exactly. Yeah, one has nothing to do with the other. But, she. I went birding with her one time in Chicago on the lakeshore, and there was this area where they had this habitat, and I saw all kinds of birds. You see all these colors, and she's pointing them out, saying the names, and I'm like, what, where? You know, and I'm like, oh, cool, nice.
Well, I was watching a thing on PBS where I guess they're studying these birds, and with our change of the atmosphere and everything, they say the birds are getting smaller.
You know, I'm not surprised. Did you ever notice that you see less lightning bugs?
Yeah.
There's got to be something
like that.
Yeah. There used to be everywhere when I was a kid.
Well, you know.
And I'm not even that old.
You know, out at Anderson Winery, they got a lot of lightning bugs. Because it's out in the middle
of
nowhere.
A lot of fields.
It's a beautiful
awesome.
Place.
So, 43 acres of lightning bugs.
Of lightning bugs.
But not this time of year.
No, not at all. They're not, right now they're dormant.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. So
they're here, we're just going to take them on a ride with us.
We're going to take them to the winery.
Yeah.
You got Mr. Ed all hooked up and everything?
Yeah, always. Always. Yeah,
where's he at?
Let's walk out there.
We're going to go out to the horse barn right now.
Yes,
right behind the studio here.
Taking the guests with us.
I know.
Take them for a little ride.
Yeah, they drove all the way out here to Merrillville
just for me to take them on a little ride.
To go all the way back.
Go all the way back.
There you go.
Here we go.
Is Denna driving? I know. I got my eyes closed.
I gave her the reins.
There you go.
Yeah. And Patty, she looks very trustworthy to me.
Patty's got the little whip, doesn't she?
Oh, I think Mr. Ed knows where to go.
He is the talking horse. He is the talking horse.
It's true. Yeah, he told me that Denna was going to drive. He prefers that to my driving.
Because she knows where to go. Right down 30, down to 49, get off on Route 6, and right there is Anderson Winery. Are we there yet?
Not quite. Almost.
Yeah.
I don't know. Ask Denna.
Denna, are we there yet?
Not quite. It's 4 miles east of the 49.
Is that that's what's taking us
close.
A little bit too long, huh?
It takes us a little longer.
Mr. Ed's getting old, though.
More seconds.
No. That guy from the...
I see it.
You see it?
Okay, here we go.
Okay. Are you going to strap the horse down onto the pole like they usually do?
Mm-hmm. No, that's up to Denna.
Denna?
Yeah.
Well, without any further ado, we're going to introduce the ladies from Anderson Winery and Vineyards. We got Denna, owner and operator, and we have Chef Patty. And Chef Patty works probably at both places, right? The Anderson Winery and also at the Manor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Denna, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Real good. Once I got through the first part of the show and got all my A's out of the way. And, you know, I want to explain to people, I guess, why I had the mix-up, because next Friday we got a kind of a big show. Mm-hmm. We got a three-hour holiday show, the Lakeshore's Lettuce Snow holiday show. And we got, we got Aberdeen Manors coming in. They're going to cater it for us. And we got, I'm sure they're going to maybe bring some wine. We got 18th Street Brewery and got Doug from Scoville Hot Sauces. And we got
Albany's.
Albany's.
There you go.
There's that A.
Again.
Albany's. They're coming in. So it's going to be a three-hour block show. We're going to be giving out gift cards. We're going to have singers. We're going to have the Spaniards in here. So we're going to have a good time.
Oh, that's nice.
So next week, it starts at 1 o'clock and goes all the way to 4 o'clock. Here on
it is going
to
be a Let's fun
Eat
Friday.
And the Midwest Beat combined with Tom Lounges.
Beautiful.
Should be fun.
Yeah, music and food. Love it.
Yeah, I love
Two
it.
Two awesome things in life.
So, how are you guys doing?
Great.
We're doing really
Busy
well.
Busy time of the year right now?
Yeah, yeah. A lot of parties going on. A lot
so
of catering.
So, just briefly, we had you guys on last year. Mm-hmm. It was a great show and great people. You guys are really nice people. And just tell people a little bit about yourself, Denna.
Well, we have been at Anderson's now for a little over a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
We purchased it in March of 2017, and we've been hard at work rehabbing the building and the grounds and getting a really nice line of wine. We now have a good food menu to go along with it, with paninis and flatbreads and dips and cheese plates and things that go well with wine. We're doing a lot of parties, showers and birthday parties and corporate parties. And
if ever no one's ever been there before, first of all, you can call in and get a gift card to Anderson Winery and Vineyards. It's 769-9577, 769-9577. Give us a call. Ask one of the ladies a good, hard question, and we'll be sending you out a gift card to Anderson Winery. You know, we were talking earlier. You have something exciting that's happened. What's new there at the vineyard with your liquor licenses and things
like
that?
Oh, thank you.
I know.
It's okay. I was trying to think. Uh-huh. We just got approved for a three-way license. So
what is a three-way license?
A three-way license is we can serve beer, wine, and mixed drinks.
Nice.
We're not serving mixed drinks on a regular basis in the tasting room, but we do have beer available, and this way we can also cater a full bar for weddings that we do there at the winery or any parties that anyone would like to have.
So, Patty.
Yes.
You are the chef.
Yes.
Now, are you the chef of both places, or how do you concentrate yourself?
I focus most of my time at Aberdeen and on the catering aspect of Aberdeen, but I also oversee and help out with the food at the winery.
So at the winery, can you I've been there. It's a very beautiful place, and it's really spacious. So, Denna, can you give us kind of a picture of what people would see when they approach your winery, you know, off the road, how it looks inside, the feeling they get from it?
Sure. The first thing I need to say is our entrance is about 100 feet west of where the building is actually located.
Right.
Where our entrance is right across the street from the Jackson School entrance. So you turn in before you actually get to the winery. And you go up a lane that has grapevines all along it. They're really pretty in the summer. And the winery itself is, we have about 3,000 square feet in our tasting room.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
I know, it really is. I love earth tones. And it's got a lot of woods in there.
Well, the wood is gray now.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
From last year when I went there?
Yeah.
Okay.
We painted in February.
Okay.
We had a lot of stains and things on the cedar that we just couldn't get off.
Okay.
So we painted it, made it all look fresh and new, and we have a nice garden area off to the west side of the building that has fruitless grapevines that are trained up a post,
mm-hmm.
so they look kind of like truffula trees.
And we have a greenhouse that we can do weddings and such where it's covered. And we've actually done several weddings out there, up to about 150 people.
Now, I also noticed that you have like a band shelter out there.
That's the greenhouse.
That's the greenhouse. It's all that. People need to go on your website.
Kind of a big arched like canopy.
People need to go on the website to get to appreciate the acreage that you have out there. It's beautiful. How many acres are you on?
We have 43.
43 acres. Mm-hmm. Now, isn't there like water on the land?
There's a little pond down the way from us.
And you also, do you encourage people when they come out there, they can like just mosey around and drink wine? And I mean, how's that work?
Oh, we can do a little picnic for them if they want to order something off the menu. We have thermos bags that we can put their food and whatever wine they want and a couple glasses in there for them. And we even have little rolled up blankets that they can take with them and go out and have a little picnic. And
now, you do anything with little fires? Anything like that? Like a little fire pit for them or anything like that out there?
No, but that's an interesting idea.
You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like they maybe buy the kindling wood or get the kindling wood from you?
Yeah, there's a really nice wood stove in the winery, though.
Oh,
is
there?
They fire up all winter. They've got like wood fires going while the winery is open.
Now, how's the business between winter and summer for you guys there?
It's a little slower in the winter. The summer and fall are more busy.
Oh, I bet it's booming.
Fall is crazy.
Fall is really crazy.
Because it's beautiful out there. Yeah. I mean, Sharon, you were there last year, right?
Oh, I loved it, yeah. The Christmas party week, thank you.
That was really fun.
It was wonderful. You have a beautiful place. And I love the drive out there, even.
Yeah,
I didn't know Indiana had that many trees.
Yeah. We're on the Valparaiso Moraine. Mm-hmm. We're at the top of it. We're the highest point in Porter County.
Really? You know, I went to school down in French Lick, Indiana. That's where I went to culinary school.
Oh.
And it reminds me, when I went there, it actually felt like I was in southern Indiana. Just because it's hilly. Yeah,
there's quite a bit of hilly.
You know, all the trees, just the smell, you know, just took me back to when I was like 19 years old. I felt good again.
It's
gorgeous. I was ready to do a bunch of, like 100 jumping jacks. who do we got on the phone,
Rachel Sharon? From Valpo. She probably agrees with us too.
Hi, Rachel.
Hello, how are you tonight?
Oh, we're doing really, really good. We got some great ladies here from Anderson Winery and Vineyards. You got a question for them?
I did. I drive by Anderson Winery every day on the way to and from work, and I've been in once, but it was the previous ownership. And I always wondered, do you grow the grapes on site?
Not at this time. We, like I said before, we just purchased it a little over a year and a half ago. And at one time, they had over 10,000 grapevines. They had 12 acres of vines. And the gentleman that had started the winery in the early 90s passed away 13, 14 years ago. And the winery kind of struggled from then on to keep going. And the grapes just didn't get the care they needed and the spraying and the pruning and all. So the grapes have pretty much died out. But we do plan to replant at least a portion. I don't know that we'll do 10,000 vines. That's a lot of vines.
Quite a lot.
And there's no one in the area here. We don't have migrant workers like they do in California that come around and prune everything. If you're going to have grapevines, you have to do your own. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of labor. But we do buy juice and we do all of the bottling at the winery. And, so we have a really nice list.
I'm about to drive past it now, actually, and I thought, do they make it there or what? So thank you so much for clearing that up.
Yeah, so, you know, what we were talking about, sometimes people see places, but they just have a problem walking in, like for the first time. And probably the owners before, maybe how things were, kind of didn't settle right with you. But you know what?
I don't know. I just went in the one time, and I come home from school, so I'm a teacher. So I just haven't been back, and no reason at all.
It's beautiful and inviting now.
We're going to give you a reason to come back.
Yeah.
Because Dennis
I'm excited to try the new ownership out.
So what we're going to do is send you out a gift card to Anderson Winery and Vineyards right off of Route 6 over there in Valparaiso.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And so on the vineyard part of it, with the vines and everything like that, when you get back into it, you think you're just going to do one style grape and really concentrate on it? Are you going to think you could do a variety of different kind of grapes? Or
I don't think we'll do the variety they had before. Mm-hmm. The gentleman that started the winery worked with Richard Vine at Purdue and kind of had a experimental farm there where they had 12 different kinds of grapes growing. I wouldn't expect we would do that. We might do one or two to start with, and then we can do a reserve estate wine from what we grow there. But
that's a whole other.
It's a lot of work. That's a whole other challenge. Yeah.
That's like a whole like opening another kitchen or opening mm-hmm. something out when you're just doing that.
It's a job in itself. Then
it is.
Taking care of the grapes. But does it really matter? Like in the quality of the wine, whether the grapes are on site or if
question.
You put them,
you think that really matters, or you think it's just like makes everyone feel fuzzier about it?
It matters in that the grapes, the different varieties of grapes, need certain conditions to really thrive. So what you put in is going to be, it's an important choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Sharon's
something
saying,
that can survive.
Something that's going to work well in the climate and work well with
what
the
wine. Sharon's saying, you guys get juices, and
does it matter
if you get juice or you do your own grapes? What do you think?
No, you can't make.
You're good. Just romancing it more by growing your own, you think?
I think that's part of it, and it
to some degree
it's the romance of it. But we can buy juice and we can buy grapes from all over the world,
right?
And you know, we can't grow Cabernet here. We can't grow Chardonnay or Pinot Noir, any of those grapes. Our climate is just too cold. They would die. Mm-hmm. And so to have a varietal that people are familiar with, we almost have to get it. Well, we do have to get it from somewhere else.
Folks, what does survive in Indiana? What can work here?
Concord.
Mm-hmm. Concords do really well.
They do.
And Marquette is another one. There's a lot of Brianna. There's a lot of names that aren't trip off the tongue kind of grape names.
So do you just do grapes or do you do other fruits?
We do have a cherry wine available
now. That sounds really
now.
Good.
Mm-hmm. It is tasty. It's kind of like a tart cherry pie.
You ever think about reducing it and putting it on something?
Oh, we think
Patty?
About it.
Patty?
Yeah,
Do you collaborate with them a little bit?
I brainstorm mostly. We have a lady that works in the kitchen named Sabrina that's a really handy and creative person, and she's come up with some interesting ways to use some of the dessert wines. In the fall, we make our own donuts there.
Ooh,
and so she found some creative ways.
Where?
We have a donut
at Anderson's.
Machine.
At Anderson's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She comes in the morning and makes these beautiful, delicious donuts. And, for instance, there's a raspberry kiss wine that's a sweet dessert wine. And it's a little chocolatey, and it's very sweet and fruity. And she was making a glaze to put over the chocolate donuts.
That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good. Anytime you can cook with wine, it really does enhance things.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite smells, I don't know how about you, Patty, but one of my favorite smells is
garlic, onions, and white wine.
Exactly. Exactly.
You guys have a code.
I always think they should make a candle because it's one of the best smells ever.
Isn't it? Once
garlic,
you shoot it with
onions,
that,
and white wine.
We hit it with some like Chablis or something, that aroma that comes off that pan because you're deglazing the pan at that point. Is
every person that walks by will stop and just inhale as deeply as they can.
Folks, so what is that, like for a pasta sauce or something?
For
garlic,
everything.
Onions, and
it's
like
great.
Chicken piccata or are you making scampi or something like that?
It's a base. Kind of a dip or...
Yeah, I'm asking, how can I use that?
In everything.
With a spoon.
Yep, right, with a bowling spoon.
Yeah, right.
Maybe some bread.
Folks, we're sitting here on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. It's Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick. And we have the ladies from Anderson Winery and Vineyards. We have Denna here, and we have Chef Patty, and we're discussing wines, catering, food, and we want you to join in. 769-9577. That's 769-9577. Give us a call, and you know what? You'll get a gift card from Anderson Winery and Vineyards right off of Route 6 in Valparaiso. Denna, you have other things that you offer at Anderson Winery in your tasting room.
We do.
What other items you carry there? Because it's got a little bit of a retail shop feeling to it, too.
We have a lot of wine-related items, cheese-related items, just fun things like coasters and towels with funny... Mm-hmm. My favorite one is the one that says, I wish I was the person I thought I was when I bought all these vegetables.
I love it. That's great.
I love that one. But,
really nice gifts.
Let's talk. You know, we're getting into the holiday season.
Yeah.
If they visited you there at Anderson Winery, is there like gift baskets? Do you have miniature bottles of wine? Do you do any kind of things like that?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Mm-mm. Okay. But you could always gift a full bottle. Sure. Everybody loves a full size bottle.
Well, how many
wine.
Different varieties do you have there?
I believe we have 23.
23
right now.
And mm-hmm. how many do you ferment at a time? What do you rotate, you know, like when you're doing your wines?
Right now, I think we have three.
Three that you kind of like get that are
In the works.
They're in the works. Process. Is that how you say it, in the process?
Yeah.
So, like the wine, like what is your most strongest alcohol? Based wine. What's the
Zinfandel?
The Zinfandel. Mm-hmm. See, you would think I thought that was the mildest.
This is not a white Zinfandel.
Oh,
this
it isn't.
Isn't the Sutter Home Zinfandel.
Right.
This is a real red Zinfandel, which is very close to a Cabernet. It's just a little fruitier, but it's 17% alcohol.
Wow.
So you don't want
nice.
To drink too awful much of that.
Right.
But it's delicious.
Sure.
It's really super good.
Hey, Patty, why don't you tell us a few of the items that you brought in?
Yeah, we brought in a really beautiful cheese and fruit plate that is something that's available all the time from the winery. We brought in something a little bit bigger, but we have several varieties of cheeses. We like feta with some honey over it.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
it's Dana made
really
me try
nice.
That. I'm a feta guy.
Yeah.
But the honey kind of smoothed it out.
It does. It adds a really interesting element to it. We have a cranberry goat cheese over there. Like a sharp cheddar. What else did we bring?
Some Fontina.
Fontina cheese.
Got some great.
Yeah, just a nice little variety. And that's something that, like I said, is available all the time. You can order it with sausage and cheese if you wanted to.
So what would you call that if you went to the winery and you were sitting out? Is there a name for that
this
platter?
Is a gourmet cheese
platter?
Plate.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we also have a cheese and sausage plate.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We brought a crab rangoon dip.
That was delicious.
Oh, it's so good.
It was delicious.
It's really good. Yeah. In which it's basically just crab and green onions and some cream cheese and fried wonton chips to eat it with.
Well, you know what I like about that whole combination? People are so used to like the crab rangoon being in a shell, fried.
Well,
you know? And
you,
this is different. This is
different,
like a dip.
And you have a little more filling.
Right.
Because
mm-hmm.
really the filling is the thing. And mm-hmm. this way you get more of the filling with just a little crunch to go with it. And we also brought our feisty feta gluten-free flatbread. We have a lot of gluten-free foods.
What gluten-free items do you offer them? Other than the flatbread?
We can do paninis.
Okay.
We can do
really?
Flatbreads.
Wow.
Yeah, we've got some good gluten-free rolls that we use on the panini press. We've got crackers. Most of the dips and spreads are gluten-free. There's a lot of gluten-free options.
Yeah.
And is
that at both places?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Oh, really?
And our catering, too. It's just how it is now. So there's a lot of people with sensitivities, and we always try to work with that, just to give everybody the best experience.
You are listening to Let's Eat with Chef Nick. Thanks for listening. Give Chef Nick a call at 219-769-9577 to take part in the conversation or ask a question, and you could win a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery in Winfield, or you could win a prize from one of his guests. 219-769-9577. That'll get you right to Chef Nick at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Welcome back. Northwest Indiana, you're joining us here on Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson, me, Chef Nick, and the ladies from Anderson Winery and Vineyards right off of Route 6 in Valparaiso. We got Denna here, the owner and operator, and her chef, Chef Patty, eating some food, talking about wines, getting ready for the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get ready for, there's all these events coming out. What kind of events you have coming up?
Oh, gosh, we have a birthday party, we have a corporate party. We have a family's Christmas party on the 21st. They're having their Christmas dinner with us. We're doing turkey and stuffing and the whole works.
Oh, wow.
Oh, nice.
And
so families can just come over and make a reservation, obviously.
Mm-hmm. But okay. I think there was like 22 or 23 people in this group. So the mom of the group said, I don't think I want to have this in my house.
Right.
Well, yeah.
So we're having it for them there, and we have our little tree up, and they're just going to have a little family Christmas. We have a couple showers coming up. We have some weddings booked for next summer, so
What's the largest event you can have there as far as, say, a wedding or anything like, you know, family
function? Well, outdoors, we have lots of room.
Yeah.
Yeah. As far as a seated dinner, we don't like to go much over 150
in the greenhouse.
But that's still a pretty good-sized wedding. Mm-hmm.
Can you have more than one party at a time? Like
we
multiple?
Don't.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Just
prefer
one?
Not
two. Okay.
Yeah. We just do one at a time. That way we can concentrate and make sure that that one is as perfect as we can make it.
Sure.
But inside, if you're doing a seated dinner in the party area, we can seat about 45.
Okay.
If you're doing more of a appetizers, hors d'oeuvres, mingle kind of thing, we could probably handle 100 inside.
Mm-hmm.
So
do you cater and ship elsewhere?
We don't, but the Manor does off-site catering.
Okay.
Yeah, any of the big catering jobs at the winery, we handle at Aberdeen and then mm-hmm. just bring the food in. And we would be happy to cater and ship anywhere.
Well, Pat, let me ask you this. What was one of the most exciting catering gigs that you've done that you thought was the most interesting? I'm sure it was challenging, it was hard, but at the end it was like, wow, I pulled that off.
I was going to ask about that too. What the most off-the-wall, too, occasion?
It's hard.
I just know at some point it just is.
I just know people when you go there like this time of the year. I've seen you guys set up for catering and stuff.
Yeah.
It's beautiful
at the Manor. Maybe mm-hmm. there was an off-site catering that was. It was that one that was down by DeMott, and it was
In the garden.
Yeah, in that beautiful
and they had that
Hamster
tented
Gardens.
Wedding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean it was just a huge party, and they had so many different food stations, and so the challenge was just the variety of food and getting the food to the guests in just the best condition. You know, we brought
when
out
you don't
camp
have
stoves.
A kitchen,
we brought out.
You don't have anything.
We did. It was almost like camping back in the back because we were cooking everything on site out there just to make it as good as we can. But that was really challenging. Just there was a lot of moving parts and trying to keep the fried foods crispy and keep things from getting cold. And
yeah, well, you've got all that variety.
It's a series of problem solving.
Yeah,
really.
When you have that much of variety, it's hard to see what happens. This goes really fast.
Right.
And then you got to, you know what I mean? That's the big challenge when you have all the varieties, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It sounds like it was a big undertaking.
It was just a lot.
You brought out stoves, you said?
It was a lot of moving. We did. We had camp stoves, just like the big propane burner flat top griddles. We had a little small fryer that we took out there with us just to make sure that everything was right when the guests got it.
Wow. So do you ever offer any entertainment? Do you have entertainment that ever comes in, like acoustic guitar players, things like that?
Yeah, every Sunday. Sunday.
See, I'm not the only one.
Oh, Sunday.
Now it's spreading.
On Sunday, I know. It's contagious.
That's that Greek accent I have.
No, on Sundays from 2 to 5, we have live music every Sunday. Occasionally on Saturdays, we have a lot of special events where in the summer, particularly when we have more space outdoors, we bring in bigger bands and have what we call wine and dine evenings where we have a ticket price that includes the dinner and the music.
Oh, that sounds good.
We are planning some wine tasting dinners. Coming up in
that's
the
what I was going to say.
Winter.
Do you guys do some tasting
wine pairing?
Wine
sort of.
Now,
dinners.
Do you ever go any like off premise and do tastings? I mean, like people bring you in and you go somewhere and.
I don't think I can legally do that.
Okay. Okay.
It's kind
There's
of in a gray area.
Stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I can do it if I get a festival permit, but you're limited on how many of those you can have a year. So
what's coming down the line? I mean, what are you guys planning on? Anything new? Anything?
Well, our wine pairing dinners are going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to doing those in probably starting in January or February.
Folks, 769-9577. 769-9577. Give us a call and talk to the ladies from Anderson Winery and Vineyards right off of 49 and Route 6 there in Valparaiso. And you know what? They'll give you a gift card to their winery so you can try some wine out. You guys ever make some balsamic, your own balsamic?
I have not, but that sounds interesting. I don't know how you do it, but
I just think you just make the wine, you know, get forever, just age it. I don't know how long they do it for, but it's just old wine, I think, isn't
I don't
it?
Think I have time.
I have the slightest idea.
Life is too short.
Life is too short to make your own balsamic.
Well, how about any kind of recipe cards? You guys offer any kind of recipes with your wines or anything like that?
Well, we do have a line of Terrapin Ridge jams and mustards and sauces, mm-hmm. and we do have some recipes that go along with that.
Okay.
There's actually on their website, they have a lot of recipes that go with their products as well, but they're delicious.
How about the honey that you have there? You still have honey there?
We do. That's all local from LaPorte.
From LaPorte, you have mm-hmm. somebody that does the honey there too?
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys booked every day of the year? I mean, do you have something every day going on?
Well, we're open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not necessarily booked, but right. always open.
Yeah. Okay. We're open Tuesday through Sunday.
And people can just walk in off the street,
right? People
can
walk in. The mm-hmm. menu's available every day.
And then we have craft classes on
oh, do you?
Wednesday
oh, nice.
Evenings.
And what kind of craft? Are, what's?
Oh, all different things. We've had beach glass jewelry, ornaments made from corks.
Really?
Floral arranging.
I mean, your place is perfect for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it works out really nice.
You have a website with pictures that show anything?
Our Facebook page.
Oh, okay,
usually
nice.
The instructors post them and we share them on our Facebook page. That's probably the best place to mm-hmm. find any information is our Facebook page because it's the most current.
You ever host Wine and Canvas?
Yeah.
That's kind of, yeah.
That's a big thing.
We did one last summer that was a fundraiser for a group at the hospital that goes to Guatemala and does medical care. And it's called AMOS, I think, AMOS. And they had like over 100 people that came and painted.
That's great.
It was huge.
Wine and painting, doesn't that seem like it goes together?
I did
with
one
this,
one time.
With this cheese platter.
And I took it over to my mom's place and just hung it up on the wall without asking her. And she was just like, oh, sure, be my guest.
Should have showed up and put it on her fridge.
Yeah.
You know, just like the old days.
There you go, Mom.
I painted this for you.
How about children? What do you have? Do you offer anything for children? Are you kids friendly at all?
It is legal to bring children in.
Okay.
Now that we have the three-way license, we do have an area kind of walled off in front of the tasting bar that children are not allowed there.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, in the winery, anywhere in the winery, they're fine.
And
they're
there's
fine.
Plenty of snacks and sodas mm-hmm. and juices available.
Do you have a kid menu?
No, we don't have a specific kid menu.
We should think about that.
We should think about that. But we're also super flexible, and if there's something that maybe they want for their child, we could probably, if we have it, we could probably make it happen.
Folks, 769-9577, 769-9577. Give us a call and talk with the ladies from Anderson Winery and Vineyards right off of 49 and Route 6 in Valparaiso. Got Denna, owner and operator, and her chef, Patty, here. And they're going to be giving out gift cards if you give us a call.
Yeah, definitely call us. Don't let the opportunity pass by. Take part in the conversation. Ask a question. Make a comment. 219-769-9577.
Any farmer markets? You guys that go
do
visit?
We do
yeah, do you guys
markets?
Go out and do any kind of farmer markets?
We haven't yet.
No.
We've really had our hands full with getting the building back in shape and
how is that going?
Great.
I know last year you were just kind of starting that venture, but
yeah,
it's been a lot of work and a lot of change.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's a really
it's looking good.
How far,
it's beautiful
how,
now. It's
how,
comfortable.
Can you describe anything that you've done? Like any kind of before and after in words?
Well, I mean, they started literally from like putting functional plumbing in for restrooms and building the kitchen to the point where the Board of Health was happy with us using it.
Nice.
They started from scratch. But it's a very comfortable space in it. There's chairs that you can sit in by the
wood stove.
Thank you.
Not
the question.
I was just asking, like, if you could describe
the,
you know, the upgrades, the remodeling, the changes, like the before and after, instead of, you know, because we don't have, obviously we can't show pictures, which are, you know, say everything.
Yeah, it just,
it's got a very
rustic look. Mm-hmm. It's still, you feel like you're in the country, but it's very clean and very inviting now. It's just, it's very freshened up and very modern looking now. There's a lot of, like, nice wood serving dishes that we use. There's big chairs by the wood stove. It's, like I said, it's very comfortable and very inviting. And it's very spacious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it feels open. You don't feel like you're...
No, it is very open.
Pictures on your Facebook page, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So can we just get a big wooden barrel of wine and just put a tap in it? Can we buy one from you? Can you guys ever sell that?
If you really want one, I suppose we could.
Do you guys?
Going to make it happen.
We can talk to our wine guy.
Do you guys ever store things in the barrels? Do they do that anymore with the wooden barrels?
They age red wines.
You do? Mm-hmm. In the wooden barrels?
We haven't yet.
Okay.
But that's one thing they do with barrels.
Now, is there a certain glassware that you rather drink your wine out of instead of like a bottle?
Yes.
Is there a certain glass that you like?
I like a big Bordeaux glass.
A big, big one. And why is that?
Well, I like the shape of them. I like the fact that you can get your nose in there and really get a good sniff of the bouquet. And
does that make the wine taste better, a good bouquet?
Aren't you supposed to sniff it before you drink it? That's like the art of
I'm just saying, does that help?
Right.
I think it affects how you taste it.
Mm-hmm. It's all about romancing it, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, it's just like smelling your onions and garlic or your sauce as it's cooking down. You get an idea of what it's going to taste like more completely if you smell it first.
That's good. Talk to him in ways he can understand.
Right. Yes.
Through food.
You know, another thing with wine is, when you go to church, like I go to church, they have the communion wine, and are there wines that you can heat up and drink? I mean, is that something you can do, or is that good or not? I mean, does it take the alcohol of it?
I mean, mulled wine is a thing.
Yeah, mulled wine people make with cinnamon and nutmeg and different seasonings.
So we go there and you have all this wine. Do you make a drink out of wine for people? I mean, there's something that you would make cocoa in there.
Slushies.
Out of wine?
Seriously? Wine slushies.
Really?
That's the other direction. Must be a big seller in the summer.
It's a surprisingly big seller in the winter.
Really?
Yeah. They're tasty.
Do you use the heavy Zinfandel for that, the 17?
No.
No?
We have...
we want that.
I see where you're going.
White sangria.
No. Oh, I love sangria.
It's delicious.
Yes.
We put a little sprinkle of cinnamon on it. Yeah. It's tremendous.
Nice. Beautiful.
And then we have the raspberry kiss. That we make one out
That's
of.
That's like the raspberry with kind of chocolate tones. Ooh, when I was talking about her using on the donuts.
Mm-hmm. And then we do one out of rosé.
Oh, yeah.
That's delicious.
So in the wintertime, you don't recommend heating up any wine and putting some cocoa in and calling it rum chata or anything like that?
I mean, I wouldn't.
Cocoa? No.
So
you know, we haven't made a mulled wine, but that's not to say we wouldn't. Mm-hmm. I just had never thought about it.
So now we're getting into the Christmas season and everything. Is there anything seasonal that you're bringing out for Christmas in either the manor or at the winery? Like a dish or a peppermint wine?
Eggnog or something.
Like that?
You know?
We should think about this.
We should think about this. We've at Aberdeen, we've been doing a lot of thinking about our big Christmas parties. So I'm trying to kick around some ideas for some holiday foods, just more indulgent things. We don't really hold back on the cream this time of year because people want rich, satisfying, good foods.
Why is that? Because it makes them feel full?
Everybody wants that all the time, but in the winter, you don't feel bad about it. Mm-mm. In the winter, you're willing to eat it, and you feel okay about it.
Yeah, because you got a big sweater to wear.
Right.
We want those fat pants to fit.
You know, in the middle of summer, you just don't feel as comfortable doing it because you know you really shouldn't.
Right. Yeah. I get it.
So last year when I was there visiting you at Aberdeen Manors, you were setting up for an event.
Mm-hmm.
What event was that? It was like, was it a woman's event? It was beautiful inside. I mean, the buffet tables and I forgot what event you were doing, but you were doing
There were big buffet tables?
Yeah.
It could have been our Christmas party.
Is that what it was?
Because they do a Christmas open house.
That's what it was.
It was your Christmas open house? Yeah.
And folks that don't realize at the Aberdeen Manors, it's an all-inclusive environment.
Yeah. We take care of everything.
You know, you want to explain that to us? Like, from if you're going to get married from A to Z, you can pretty much cover it all.
Yeah, pretty much all everything but the dress and the cake. We can help people with everything from putting them in touch with vendors that we've worked with in the past that we've really been happy with the work that they've done. We make really beautiful invitations.
Well, you also have a chapel.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we have an on-site wedding chapel.
I mean, it's something like you would see like in Tennessee in the mountains or something like that.
Yeah. If you want a winter wedding, it keeps all of your guests on the premises the whole time. Nobody has to travel from the church to the reception site. It just makes it more it makes it easier for everybody. And it's just easier to control all of those variables that pop up during a really big party like that.
Well, you know, also when the bride and groom are there, they can get their tuxedos there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They can get, what else they can get there?
We can do special invitations, mm-hmm. like handcrafted invitations, if that's what they want. They've got
accessories,
yeah,
how
jewelry,
about like centerpieces, things like that.
Oh, all the centerpieces,
specialty
all the centerpieces,
linen.
Beautiful linens. They have ceiling decor that we can hang, special lighting we can use, little spotlights that we can put on the centerpieces so that when the lights are down, they really just stand out.
Wow.
Oh, it was beautiful. I went there and I saw the setup, mm-hmm. and I mean, like even in the skirts of the tables, there was lights underneath the skirts that illuminated the tables.
It's all those little details.
It's all the little details that make it worth it. Now, how many people can you fit in the manor for catering?
Up to 300, I think.
No way.
For a wedding.
For a wedding.
Really?
Yeah. It's.
What's the largest wedding you've had there?
Up to 300.
Really?
Yeah.
I think we did one once that was like 307.
That was Tony and Tina's wedding.
Wait, the play.
We did the play there.
You did the play
we
there.
We didn't do it, but it was done as a fundraiser.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah did
it
a play
it
there.
It was kind of funny because the have you seen Tony and
Tina?
No,
I haven't.
Well,
I'd
well,
like
it's,
to.
It's a
friend
it's
a,
like a spoof.
It's a big Italian wedding. Mm-hmm. And you know, all this stuff goes wrong and they have all these characters. Well, the cast came in and I took the two people that were playing the parts of the manager and the banquet person out to the kitchen. And I introduced them to the gals in the kitchen, and they thought I was serious that we had sold the place and they didn't know it. And that these were the new owners coming, and their faces just kind of fell, you know.
Like, what?
I said, no, it's just for tonight. You know?
So this was a play,
funny.
And there was an audience and everything?
Oh, yeah. Like everybody sat at the was set up like a wedding. And the guests sat at the tables.
You went to a chapel and everything?
They went over and had the wedding
and everything.
Yeah. And then came over. And
yeah,
it worked out great.
It's been a while. That was a really fun play.
Mm-hmm.
So did you guys record any of it?
No.
I don't think you can record.
You guys should do it again.
We've done those mystery dinners, too.
What's a mystery dinner?
Like a whodunit?
It's like a... Ivy Tech did it as a fundraiser for several years, and it was it was a play, and it was a mystery, you know, like a whodunit.
How do you? That seems like it's so hard to control.
I don't know. All I had to do was make their food. It was much easier than sorting out what was happening out there in the ballroom.
So, Dana, what's your favorite glass of wine? Since you're the owner.
The Zinfandel.
The Zinfandel. Was it because of 17%? Or?
No, it's just really good.
Is it?
Before we got the Zinfandel... And in the bottles, we had a Chamberson that was our favorite.
That's my favorite.
It's really good.
It really
is. It's very spicy and it's
everything
even,
about
like,
red
warm,
wine.
You know?
It's just pops.
Let me ask you this. What makes wine dry? Why? I don't like dry wines, to be honest with you. But is it what makes it? Is it the red grape? I mean,
tannins
it's,
in the grape?
Yeah.
The
it's the type of grape and how it's... fermented and
yeah, I'm not much into like a dry red. I hate when it's like dragging down my throat.
Well, you wouldn't like the Zinfandel then.
Does it really? Usually,
it's on the
drier
side.
Really, I always thought they were sweeter.
But you're thinking of white Zinfandel,
yeah,
and that's a totally different animal. It has nothing to do with red Zinfandel.
So, Patty, what's your favorite wine?
I like the Chamberson, but I also really enjoy a challenging red wine. I like it to have a lot of flavor and just a lot of
things going on.
Yeah, a lot of personality. And I don't mind the dryness.
What defines a personality in a wine? Like with a lot going on. Is it the flavor? Is it a texture
thing? I don't
know.
I probably don't have the correct language for discussing and describing
wine.
That's
okay. I don't know anything anyway.
I don't mind sweet wines, but I like something that's got more spice. Just more flavors to it. I feel like a Moscato is a good wine. It's sweet. Yeah. You can use it for punch.
Goes down easy.
It goes down easy. Yeah. But it's like the difference between drinking pomegranate juice and white grape juice. You know, one is just, it's easy to drink and it's sweet and it tastes good. Mm-hmm. But if you drink just straight pomegranate juice, there's so much more in it. There's so much more flavor in it.
And your palate probably has to kind of get
used to it. Yeah, there's just more to detect
Is there any, can you give us a little wine recipe, what you would say, take one of your wines and add some fruits or pineapple juice, or is there anything that you have a recipe out there for someone?
Oh, man.
Is that like sangria. Am I talking sangria?
The drier wines seem to be a little, they go down less easy. They're a little more tart, maybe. Is that true?
I don't know. I don't have any trouble with them going down.
I want to say that it has something to do with the tannins in it, but this is my vocabulary is going to fail. That might not even be right. But it's like with analogies. I don't know. But drinking iced tea, when it gets a lot of tannin in your tea, and your tea is really...
If it's really strong.
Right.
It feels like socks like on
your
tongue.
But it's the same... thing happening in your mouth. It's just a different beverage. And for all of you wine experts out there, I'm very sorry about the way I just did that. It's the best I could come up with right now.
So what's a good desired temperature to keep your wine at? Does it depend on what kind of wine you're drinking?
Yeah, you want to drink white wines chilled.
Okay.
I heard a thing one time where they said that your white wines you should keep in the refrigerator and take them out 30 minutes before you drink them.
Mm-hmm.
And your red wines you should put in your refrigerator for 30 minutes before you drink them to get them to the right temperature.
And I heard Dennis say that years ago, and I just go by that. I believe her.
Well, how about ice cubes in your wine? Is that good or is
bad?
I guess that's bad.
It's probably not good. Dilute it a lot.
She's like, I'm leaving.
But do what you like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dennis, why don't you tell everyone like your hours of operation, phone number, things like that over there at the winery?
We're open from noon to 6, Tuesday through Sunday.
So you're closed on Mondays?
Closed on Mondays.
Okay.
Our phone number is 219-464-4936. And our Facebook page is under Anderson's Winery and Vineyard.
Mm-hmm.
Our website is andersonswinery.com. And we do have a calendar on our website that you can go to that tells you what
events are coming.
Upcoming events. What music we have playing, what
that's
special
good.
Events are going on, sort of thing.
That's real good. Now, can anyone order anything? Have it shipped? Anything like that? Or they have to come to the vineyard?
They would have to buy wine there.
They have to buy wine. Okay.
Yeah, that's a... There's a lot of...
A lot of
regulations.
Rules.
A lot of regulations. And, that's what I've been hearing. You know, it's crazy. How does that... I mean, that is that a really big part of... of what you do, you got to watch a lot of regulations and making sure. I mean, is that you're faced with that a lot? I mean, you know, the government's writing you notes all the time and
it's
seeing what's going
new
on.
Additional full time job is
really?
To keep the government happy.
Keep the government happy.
It's that big of a
pay the taxes, the excise taxes, and
it's
all
shocking,
of our labels.
Actually, to
each
find out.
Label has to be approved by
really?
The Tax and Trade Bureau.
Now, who comes up with your names of the wines?
We do.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us some of the wine names.
We have a new one we just got out that is a Muscat Canelli Orange Muscat blend, and we call that Haystack.
Huh.
And then
that
we have...
When you say orange, so there's some orange in there, or...?
I don't taste orange in it. I think Orange Muscat is the name of the grape.
Okay. I don't know.
But, but I don't really detect any orange. And it's not a large amount in there, but it's a nice, drinkable, pleasant white wine. We have another one that's called Picket Fence. That's another white wine that we do in dry or sweet. And then we have a red wine called Front Porch that is also done dry or sweet. The rest of our wines are all pretty much bi-varietal, you know, like named after the grape.
Okay.
How do you make it, you know, dry or sweet?
That's just the grape, isn't
it? It just
is. Sometimes it's the grape. If it's a really sweet wine, it's usually back sweetened where you add sugar to it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, corks. Do you use corks? You use plastic? What do you guys use there?
We use corks.
You use real corks. Because I know, I mean, is there a benefit between that and the plastic? And you think a real cork's better? Because I talk to people that use plastic, too.
Yeah. The plastic corks are supposed to be better from the standpoint of not getting the wine doesn't get corked, which is when it goes bad because
it shrinks up on it.
Well, there's a bacteria that gets in the cork that is what causes the wine to become corked, but it also can let air into the bottle, which will ruin the wine as well.
So what's the dimple for on the bottle?
On the bottom. To keep the sediment, the sediment falls around the dimple.
Okay. I always thought it was so it would be easier to pour.
It does make it kind of.
You never knew that?
I never knew that, but that makes so much sense.
Doesn't it?
What a simple solution to that problem.
Do you get involved with the wine at all? I mean, do you?
I really haven't been. I'm interested in it, but I just don't know.
You like to consume it.
I would like to learn more about it. I really would. Trey, one of the owners, has been going to school and learning how to make the wine, and he's the one that's really throwing in his effort and talent in that department, really trying to develop what we carry. And I would love to have the time to just follow him around and take notes as he's going through his day, because he's got the brain of a scientist, and he is throwing it all at that wine project.
So do you think you ever would get the time to follow him around?
I don't know. Someday, maybe.
So you've been doing this culinary thing like me probably forever. Yeah. So yeah. Who would you say is one of your mentors? Who you want to give thanks to?
You know, somebody that I know isn't listening because he lives in New Orleans, but Cecil Palmer, who is a man, he was from Jamaica originally, and he had a Jamaican restaurant when I lived in New Orleans. I worked with him, and I was a waitress in his little restaurant, and he taught me more than most of the people I've worked for.
Really?
Yep, between production in large quantities and how to stick with what you know is right. He taught me a lot about flavor and a lot about just conserving what you have and making do and making it work. He was just an excellent teacher. He was a really good person.
Dana, give us a favorite maybe holiday moment. One of your favorite memories. You have one?
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Unrelated to business?
What's one of your favorite holiday moments?
Probably when I got my two-wheeler when I was 6.
That's perfect. That's
a
good.
A little Dana on her two-wheeler.
Yeah. So
it was blue.
Well, we want to thank you guys for coming on, and we want to give you the last word, Dana. Do you have anything to say out there to the listening public?
Well,
about
I'd
Anderson Winery?
Love to have everyone come in and visit us and see the winery, see what we've done in the last year and a half, and how it's changed, and try our wine, and just enjoy the day with us. We love having people come in, and we do a lot of parties.
We would love to do your parties.
Come talk to us about your party.
Well, so. Me and Sharon want to thank you both for stopping in here on Let's Eat on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. Next week, we are going to have you back, because you're going to cater our Christmas party, the Let It Snow Christmas, a holiday show here at Lakeshore Public Radio. And we're going to have other guests. We're going to have 18th Street Brewery. We're going to have Albany's Candy. We're going to have Doug from the Skullville Hot Sauce. And we're going to have these two great ladies here, too. And we're going to talk a little bit more about wine. We're going to have them on. We're going to be giving out gift cards. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a good time. You're going to be here, right, Sharon?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 3-hour show.
Yes.
Me, you, Tom Lounges,
and
Tom Maloney.
Snacks.
A lot of food, and we're going to have singers.
It's going to be great. It's going to be like stealing money.
Yeah. So we want to thank you, too, for taking time out in your busy day. We want to thank you, the listeners, for listening in. We want everyone to have a happy and safe weekend and enjoy the weather before it gets brutal cold next week. And all I got left to say is Yasu.